Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And starting things out in California, out there in the Santa Ana Valley, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
Now, it's about 6 degrees warmer tonight than it was last night, so that's not bad. So they're out there. By the way, some of them now are down here for the Monday night football game against the Giants. There's a lot of people out here wearing the New York Giants paraphernalia walking around the local area. So we got a lot of football fans in town right now.
Very good. Very good. Great weather for football then.
Yep. It's going to be a tremendous night, it looks like, Monday night here. So we'll see. But it's not going to be so hot up there in the East Coast, and we'll tell you what's going to happen there with things that are going on. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're still under the Kyle Rittenhouse jury watch to see what's going on there.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, it was not a normal day of deliberation by any stretch of the imagination, as the jury came back very quickly into their deliberations, asking questions, asking for certain pages of the jury instructions to be transmitted back to the jury for review. And then they asked for, I think, the balance of the pages as well. And then, of course, Captain, there is the issue of the drone footage, the high-definition drone footage, which evidently the prosecution did not turn over to the defense during the trial, and now they had to argue back and forth about how the jury might view this video, how many times they could view the video, and basically creating a big mess as this trial is already gone to the jury, Captain.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, the drone footage shows an area where there's nobody there, which they've led everybody to believe that he could have just run through that area and there wouldn't have been anybody there. But the people were around that area. What's to stop him from chasing him if he did go that way?
Well, exactly right. And again, they believe, at least the prosecution believes, that it shows that Rittenhouse, could be the aggressor in this, or there could have been provocation and so forth. But I think, Captain, the videos that we've seen, the evidence that's been presented on both sides, show that Rittenhouse was under attack, I think any reasonable person would believe that he was in fear of his life for the way that he was being attacked and run down, and of course then he ended up shooting the assailants. That's what it is at issue here.
Well, it kind of looked to me like he was trying to stay away from people.
Well, exactly. He had many opportunities. If he was, quote-unquote, an active shooter, he had many opportunities to actually do that, which he obviously did not, well before he encountered these three different individuals.
And then there was a rumor, and you got to be careful of these rumor, folks, that one of the networks put out there that there were claims that a U.S. Marshal said two of the Rittenhouse jurors were holding up their verdict due to a backlash, doxing the fears that they were afraid something might happen to them.
Yeah, this is a very real problem, obviously. There's been talk of the jurors being photographed and so forth, and obviously you have people...
And they're not being sequestered, and I don't understand that.
I don't either. I really don't. This trial is very important. The jurors, obviously, their safety is also paramount in all of this. And, Captain, we have trial by jury. We don't have trial by media or the mob in this country, and it should be of great concern and should be of top priority to make sure that they're able to do those deliberations without fear of reprisal.
Now, there was some political news yesterday out of South Carolina. Normally, I wouldn't even tell you about something like this, but because of what's going on, a very deep blue city in South Carolina, namely Columbia, South Carolina, had their mayoral race turned upside down when a Republican won the race for the first time in many, 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 many years for mayor of South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina.
Yes, this is Daniel Rickenman, I believe. This is quite interesting. Obama had endorsed them and so forth.
So had Biden.
That's right.
So had Clyburn.
That's right. And so here we go. I mean, is this another aftershock, perhaps, of the earthquake in Virginia? Very, very possible. But also, Captain, what's happening all across the country, what's happening locally, what's happening nationally, can't be hidden by the Democrats, even bringing in their so-called big guns. Voters, I think are pretty concerned that that unless they make fundamental changes, there's that word, fundamental changes, back to the fundamentals, maybe things will keep going wrong. So this is a good win.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we move along during your overnight radio hours. And hello to all the over-the-road drivers out there, and a special shout-out to Kirby, the suicide jockey up there. Runs out of Bainbridge, Georgia. He listens to us on the Valdosta stations, hauling gasoline and diesel all around that area. So, Kirby, hello to you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, the website. That is Mike Lindell and company. And remember, we are helping him, a patriotic American, a God-fearing, constitutional-loving, patriotic American, stay in business by telling you about him, because he was taken out of all the box stores with all of this extra stuff that we're telling you about that he's got. And the big box stores shut him down like a machine. I just said, that's it, you're done, boom, and he had all the stock. Well, he's starting to make a dent in it now because you people are buying what we're telling you. Now, if you go to the website, MyPillow.com, that's MyPillow.com, you'll see on that page a whole bunch of items with the promo code tags marked in there, and it says price is such and such and so, saving such and such with your promo code. Well, the promo code is always going to be Captain. That's number one. Number two, they have another page called the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll see it right there. You double-click on that because it's a logo link page, and you go right to it, and you'll see other items there with even more insanely low prices, saving you even more money, about two dozen to maybe as many as 30 different items there. Again, the promo code will always be Captain. And don't forget, if you don't want to do things on the Internet, you can call them up with what you see that's listed there and order whatever you want at 800-641-5459, and you'll get a live voice. They'll answer any questions you have, but that's MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be Captain. The phone number is 800-641-5459. They have a 60-day return policy. one. And number two, you can get your Christmas gifts right there, and there's something there for everybody that you know in your family or friends or whatever at that website, MyPillow.com. Again, promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. Go on over there, take a good long look at it, and again, promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. Kyle, what did you order recently?
Well, actually, I'm getting my list together. We've been looking at...
You're doing the Santa Claus thing.
Though that's right. But I'm telling you, too, I think the towels are really great.
They are.
That's on the list. And I got to tell everybody, I have the Giza sheets. The Giza sheets are phenomenal. Those would make a wonderful gift as well as the original My Pillows. I've got to tell you, I've slept on one of those for a long time, and I love it. And Christmas is right around the corner, so be sure to get your orders in quick. Promo code CAPTAIN.
Now, Joe Manchin, Senator from West Virginia, and his latest remarks on the Build Back Better bill are causing a leftist meltdown, literally, because Biden wants that passed, like, tomorrow, right?
Well, sure, yeah.
And he said that he's open to the social spending bill with some changes, but not until the year's end.
Exactly, yeah. That's what he's signaling now. One would think, of course, Captain, that it's not going to be the exact amount that the Biden administration is looking for, but that gives him some bargaining room, perhaps, in all of this. But one way or another, I think they will get something passed, but it's here we go again, trying to make sure that Manchin and perhaps even others like Kyrsten Sinema have to be pleased with it.
Well, the amount of money that they're asking for is only a tip of the iceberg because they're only showing how much money they need to have to initiate the bill. But everybody is saying that this thing is going to cost anywhere from $4.5 to $6 trillion. And I even saw one number yesterday that said $10 trillion.
You know, and how is this even possible? You know, especially at a time when the spending is out of control, we see inflation out of control. Every single economic expert that we hear, Captain, seems to indicate that all of this will continue on for months and months and months, well into next year. I don't know how much more people can take.
Well, I don't either, but certainly that isn't what they're buying into, and you need to be very careful with what you're hearing. Now, the Kenosha businesses, not all Kenosha businesses, that were destroyed in the riots are boarding up despite the tensions. I really wonder about that one. Are they really saying, here we are, come get us?
I don't know. I hope not. I mean, obviously, what could happen as a result of this, and obviously, Captain, there are forces here and groups that will simply see a verdict, any verdict, as a go signal to go do something, and because they're already predisposed to do that. But they've got some 500 guard, National Guard, that are already deploying into that area. And certainly, Captain, the very concept of let it burn or let them come in and do whatever they want, that's what got us here in the first place. And hopefully there will be some pretty severe reprisals if people try to do the same thing.
Now, a federal agency was forced to change course with Joe Biden's COVID vaccine mandate, which, by the way, now has been stopped temporarily by a federal court.
Well, that's right, and I think this is OSHA. They were going to be to implement it, and now they're not going to do that right now in light of the court ruling. But this goes against, of course, the idea of the Biden administration, at least rhetorically, that they're moving ahead with it and everybody needs to do this and so on and so forth. This is a major showdown of constitutional power. I think it's important to note, it's not really a medical question that we're even talking about when it comes to something like this. It is, in fact, whether or not the federal government can overreach like this. The virus, the vaccine, those are different medical-based questions. But the Biden administration seems to want to flaunt, Captain, the fact that they can simply ignore the courts. And that doesn't seem like the right thing to do.
All right. Well, we're joining us on the phone right now. We have Dan DeMann, our senior political philosopher up there in Lafayette, Indiana. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I heard you talk about Manchin and all that. I finally got to go through portions of the Build Back Better bill the last couple of days, or what they think it's going to be. And I guess I can boil down the average American's problem this way.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get rid of regular gas cars.
Right.
They want a so-called transition
mm-hmm.
to electric vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
The country couldn't bear that. It couldn't survive the kind of transition they want from one car to another. The market should be doing this.
Right.
You know, we don't have $14 trillion for the total transition within 5 years to do that. And
no.
That's not even being reported.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, by the end of the year, we should be about $30.5 trillion in debt.
Or more.
Well, if you look at the longstanding debt we have, whether it's pensions or whatever, we don't have the money. And we're not going to have the money. And I think that's what you're seeing here. It's easy to spend somebody else's money. But you look at this, and they really believe in a fantasy. They can't look at reality. You know, hopefully that by the time the Republicans, hopefully they'll win next year at this time. I think they will in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
There's something left over that we can build on. We might, the Republicans might have to use the Build Back Better moniker. Because I don't see how we're going to get out of this problem without taking a few steps back. We're going to have to deregulate big time. And a lot of that may be environmental laws, just to get out of the hole we've dug ourselves in.
Mm-hmm.
And you can lay that at the foot of the Democrat Party and their fantasizers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where I don't see where we're going to get this money. We're going down a tunnel with a wall at the end of it, and we're going to smack it big time.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I was at tonight. That's what I wanted to add to it.
All right. Well, you did, and I thank you very much. And we're coming up on the break. The music's coming up in my ears, so we'll talk to you again real soon. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Talk to you guys later.
All right. That's Dan DeMand up there, a professor emeritus in Lafayette, Indiana. And we got about maybe 20 seconds here before you get drawn up. But do you want to add anything to that?
Well, no, I think Dan's exactly right. I think they are living in a fantasy world, or they're living in the world where they believe that this is what actually destroys this world, which would give way to whatever they want to build, quote-unquote, in the next world, as it were. And it's just not going to work. This is not something that is really practical at this point. And the market should take care of things.
By the way, Richard the Marine, 39 degrees up there at Oregon where he's at, dry today, rain coming back tomorrow, and when we get into the trucker's report, we'll be telling you where it's going to be snowing again, because we got lake effect snows kicking in over the next few days. I'll be right back with more, and Kyle Warren, too. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Everett Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third World.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Health officials are warning Americans about the uptick in hospitalizations among those fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The concern about fading immunity against severe COVID infection comes as the FDA is expecting to authorize a Pfizer vaccine booster for adults 18 and older. The CDC reporting a decline in effectiveness among the elderly and residents of long-term care facilities who received their shots first. Jurors in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse have concluded their deliberations for Wednesday. Rittenhouse is facing charges for fatally shooting two protesters and injuring a third during riots and looting in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Brian Stile is calling for protesters not to repeat the actions of the summer of 2020. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early show.
Oh, yes, indeed. Jeff in Sarasota made that. We'll have to work on it a little bit because it's not up to the volume levels that we need. Kyle and I were talking about that. Now, I'm going to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. I did talk to Seth the other day, and he was very happy with what is going on, and they're doing the best they can to try to get as many people out of pain as they can all around the country and around the world. And again, I've been taking this product for well over 6 years now, and I take it because it's part of my daily regimen because of the problems that I've had. Now, I got rid of Mobic, and I got rid of Flexeril, and I got rid of a handful of Aleve every day that I was taking for the problems that I was having. And now I merely take these packets, two of these packets, Relief Factor with turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, and it helps to support my body's natural response to inflammation, which is part of my problem, the swelling that I have, too, in my ankle and my foot and my left leg. But it also goes straight to the pain that I have, and it takes care of the pain. And that's the big thing. That's what I needed to have. That's what I've got. Now, it alleviates pain by going right straight to the source. It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that helps to support the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that you need to have in your body anyway. So all you do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the 3-week quick start. Costs $19.95. You get it started, you take it, and you'll know by the end of the third week if it's going to work for you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we've got an inbound phone call. I'm going to take it, so hang on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Yeah, this is John from Sarasota.
Hello, John.
How are you, sir? I'd like to make a comment about this Build Back Better bill.
Sure.
You know, we have this man who's in office, and the legitimacy of his presidency is not even being questioned. So wouldn't it make some sort of sense to build back America better if we questioned the legitimacy of his presidency, number one? Number two, when Donald Trump was president and he tried to pass bills such as infrastructure, rebuilding bridges, airports, hospitals, the Democrats were busy impeaching him. So I don't understand the situation, but I would just like to say the only way we could build back America better would be to put Joe Biden over in the men's room at Longhorn passing out paper towels. And I don't even think he's fit to do that. So that's what I'd like to make a comment about this evening, my friend.
All right. Okay. Well, Kyle, first of all, we're not going to get rid of Joe Biden. That's up to him. The process is not there. It is not there to do anything about the election we already had. Sorry.
Well, that's exactly right. There's no mechanism to reinstate or for the Supreme Court to decide something and declare some new winner. Yeah, we've been down that road many times. But I will say to John, though, this, and that is, in a de facto way, many people across the highways and byways, these polls are bearing this out.
Mm-hmm.
They don't trust Joe Biden. They don't think he's up for the job. They don't like the policies that he's implementing. Everything about Joe Biden is crashing and burning. It's cratering. It's all terrible.
Yep.
And so that in and of itself is a major clapback on this. And then, of course, in 2022, and Virginia was an earthquake here, maybe a foreshock, but 2022 is going to tell the tale, and the people will speak, and they will say, we don't want this agenda anymore. So the process is going to take care of itself, ultimately, I hope.
Yeah, and what we're seeing, okay, is not just a bunch of numbers in a poll. We're seeing and we're hearing from all sides of the issue. It doesn't matter if you're an independent. It doesn't matter if you're a libertarian. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat. It doesn't matter if you're a Harry Carey, whatever it is you are, Republican. We're hearing from all sides of the issue on this, and we're not only seeing the numbers, but the people are walking up to me and they're telling me, I used to be a Democrat. I used to be this. I used to be that. I can't stand it anymore. The only people that make any sense are the Republicans so far, and we'll elect people that if they represent us, we'll elect them to office, and we'll start over again, and we'll get this right. That's what I'm hearing, and I hear it every day.
Well, right. And remember, Joe Biden said he wanted to unite the country. And, of course, that was a load of you-know-what, but because he's done everything he can to divide the country.
Yeah.
But by doing that, Captain, as you're mentioning, people from different political parties, persuasions, mm-hmm. thought processes, they're coming together around this central issue. So we are uniting in a way.
And before I go to the caller that's hanging on the line, this all goes back many, many years ago to the Great Society, Lyndon Baines Johnson. I remember when all that was instituted. I was in school. We studied about it. We heard all the propaganda about it. We heard at that time about Saul Alinsky, his rules for radicals. We heard about the Cloward-Piven strategy. We studied all that way back when. And all of that stuff, they've been trying. They've gotten to the point where they've actually got most of it into place. That's what we have to understand they're doing to us, and we can fight back against it. There's more of us than there are them if we'll just get together and do something about it, and I think we're going to. All right, Kyle, hang on. All right, here is Ian on the phone. Okay, Ian, where'd I go wrong?
You didn't go wrong.
Okay.
I just wanted to say about the other caller, he had the right church, long pew. He was basically right about everything. But let's remember,
sure,
the Republicans controlled the House and the Senate for the first 2 years of Trump's term.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do anything except be an obstacle to Trump. Yeah, the Democrats didn't vote for Trump at all. But we knew that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That was as plain as the nose on your face.
Mm-hmm.
Trump was betrayed by elements within the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They sat on infrastructure. They didn't let it pass.
Yep.
They shot on the wall. They didn't find that. It was Paul Ryan and the Rhinos that stabbed him in the back repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
We know the Democrats and Joe Biden and Harbaugh. I mean, that's again, as plain as nose on your face. The problem is we've got a significant element of surrender monkeys within the Republican Party.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Let's call it what it is. Mm-hmm. And as to all this Green New Deal, infrastructure, build back better, whatever they want to call it, look, none of that money's going to get to the people. That money's going to go overseas into their Swiss banks, the banks in Vanuatu, the Cayman Islands, Panama, remember the Panama Papers? The mm-hmm. politicians are going to get, they're going to steal. They're going to give enough to the people to keep them quiet. That money's going to get stolen. And the great society, as far as I'm concerned, has been nothing but institutionalized theft and stealing mm-hmm. by the political ruling class since 1965 when they rolled that thing out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at all the money we spent since 65. We spent over $100 trillion in the welfare state, and we haven't eradicated poverty one bit.
Nope.
It's still the same as 1965. This is nothing but theft on a massive intergenerational scale from the American people.
Yep.
Thanks, goodbye.
Yeah, he's right, Kyle. He's absolutely right, because, again, they estimate that about 10% of the money that they give out is going to be waste, right?
Well, of course. Yeah.
Well, that's about $120 million of waste.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just see trying to get these things passed as a win, and it is a win, there's no doubt about it. But it's not going to be a practical win, I think, in the minds of the people, because, like Ian's talking about, a lot of the stuff's never going to get done. It's never going to, you know, money's not going to get there and so forth. So it's a news cycle win, but, people are still going to have these same problems. We're going to get a year down the road. People are going to have these same problems, and they're going to vote as a result of that, I think.
Well, go look at Baltimore. Go look at the Bronx. Go look at the Cross Bronx Expressway, where they're talking about taking some of this money and building an upper level and making it into a city park that they'll be playing baseball and stuff up on top of the highway. Come on.
Right.
Come on.
Right. Well,
what's that do for the buildings and the other roads and whatnot that are in New York that need to be taken care of that are much worse off?
No kidding. The idea of infrastructure should be how it's going to make it easier for you to get around, get to your job, get to shopping, get to do the things that you need to do in your life. And if they don't address those things, it's going to continue to get worse. This isn't pie in the sky land. We're supposed to do practical things that help people. And unfortunately, the Democrat Party captain is not in that business.
Nope. And here comes the music. That means we're headed to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming right up. We do have plenty of weather to tell you about, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more, and I'm going to let Kathy give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Wide wonder,
like a young girl's squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby. Yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey.
Little George Thurgood there to bring you in this hour, Bad to the Bone. What do you think, Kyle?
Love it. Love it. And George Thurgood and the Destroyers.
Yeah. And that was from the movie Christine with the car.
That's right. Yeah, the Stephen King novel turned into a movie. Yeah.
That was a wacky car, I'll tell you.
That was a scary movie, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a look at what's going on here. We got some powerful storms for the upper Midwest coming in today. We're going to have some lake effect snow that's going to start in here, and it's going to come right in off the lakes. It's already started in a little bit up there in upper Michigan, but it's going to work its way across Lake Erie, Lake Ontario, to the usual places. It is snowing in the northern part of Maine tonight, and we do have some weather out west, so Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we are going to be seeing, I think, some rain coming into the Portland and Seattle areas where we can see it offshore right now. There's a lot of cloud cover and a lot of cloud cover covering a lot of the Northwest this morning. But also we'll draw your attention to the central coast of Oregon where we are reading some rain. This is in the Eugene area, also Newport, Florence, and Richard the Marine chiming in, saying that it's 39 degrees and rain coming in on Thursday, and mm-hmm. He's exactly right. And so we're seeing that some of that even right now on the radar. We've also got some wind warnings, and this is going to be a Northern California wind advisory as you come up Interstate 5, going a little north of Mount Shasta, south of Medford. They're on the borderline with Oregon. We've also got some low humidity to 5 to 10%, and also some gusty winds in the Denver, Fort Collins, Colorado Springs area. So kind of a change from the weather we've been seeing. Some similar things near north of Cheyenne, north of Laramie, around Casper and Gillette, Wyoming. But also at the same time, Captain, we should have been maybe seeing a lot more snow by this time. We've got several ski resorts, for example, in Colorado that are putting off some of their openings in Telluride, for example, as well also in California. It looks like in Tahoe, California, they are not opening up as quick as they thought. They're waiting for more of Mother Nature to come through and put some of the white stuff on the ground. But we'll keep you informed.
All righty. Well, all that wind and all that stuff that was in the Dakotas last night has moved across either into Canada or to the upper part of the upper peninsula of Michigan, because we do have a gale warning again up there off Duluth and up north of the upper peninsula of Michigan. That continues. So we do have a little bit of snow starting to show up right now up in the northern part of Michigan, lee shore of the lake. And we're also starting to show some snow maybe developing around Toledo, east of Toledo, and we may have a little pocket of it starting again up around Watertown, New York. But as the wind changes direction and blows more out of the northwest, you will see the snow come back into the area. It takes about 4 to 6 hours for it to get started, and it will, and it'll be there for definitely the weekend. Also, we still have the snow up in the northern part of Maine, all across the northern part of Maine, and it's still snowing up there, wintry conditions. That should go away today as this other system comes through. Much colder air, again, going to be up there in the north. We do have a gale warning all the way from Nova Scotia, all the way down the Maine coast, down around Cape Cod, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Long Island, Jersey, on down to the coast of Virginia, on down to Norfolk, and Newport News down there. So be advised, there'll be some very rough surf in that area and probably some pretty good waves pounding the beaches. Now, in the Gulf tonight, we've got some windy areas right off the Mexican border, wrapped around all the way around to, let's see here, Pensacola, Florida. All the way around, we've got some windy conditions. Winds are blowing and gusting up to 20 to 25 miles an hour. That may change as the night progresses. We'll see. But in the meantime, we are much warmer than what we have been down here. Right now it's 67 degrees where I'm at in Tampa. The temperature, for the most part, is about 10 degrees warmer than it was the night before. So that's a good thing. And it looks like as if the Monday night football game down here, Kyle, in Tampa will be played under perfect conditions.
Well, that sounds good. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, tell us about the Flying J and the pilot.
All right, folks, as you're traveling across the highways and byways of the land, don't forget to pull into the nearest pilot or Flying J, and you'll find, number one, you're going to find something great to eat. You're going to find great cup of coffee, for example. You're going to find also the fact that you can join the Drivers Club, and you can start start earning rewards points on everything that you buy at the pilot or Flying J, and you can stockpile those points, and you can use them on anything at Pilot or Flying J except fuel. But the way that you're going to track those points, you can use the My Rewards Plus app. You can download it from the Apple Store or also off of Google Play as well for Android devices, and you can track your points that way. And also, Pilot and Flying J is also a great place if you're on the road and you want to pick up a last-minute Christmas gift or pick up a Christmas gift for a loved one. They've got all kinds of stuff, including clothing, jewelry, electronics, and more. And if you want to also get your Road Warrior a gift card, you can do that too. You can do it at Pilot Flying J on site, or you can go to pilotflyingj.com.
Well, I've been out there more than once, stopped by a Pilot or a Flying J and picked up something for somebody, because they do have a selection, and you can get different things for people, especially if you're out there and you're going somewhere and you forgot to get a gift and you go, boy, I don't know what I'm going to get now. Stop in there and you'd be surprised. You might be able to find something really neat. But, you know, 'tis the season, right?
That's exactly right, because Thanksgiving's right around the corner, and that means Christmas season's upon us. And so shop early, and you'll miss all of the stress of trying to do that at the last minute.
And for you drivers that are going to be caught out on the road on Thanksgiving, they've always got a great meal on Thanksgiving Day. They'll have a great turkey dinner or a ham dinner there or whatnot. So that's the sit-down restaurant. So make sure you take advantage of that.
Exactly.
All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two. Right after we do the news, top of the hour, we'll be back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.